Welcome in, everybody, to Amalgamation Nation. It's Thursday, March 18th. This is episode 149, and it will be a gaming episode tonight. As always, you can find the show on Twitter and on Instagram. It's at AmNationPod. Make sure you hit that follow button. On YouTube, search Amalgamation Nation and hit that sub button. You can follow us and like and rate us and all that good stuff on podcast platforms such as Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and more. Everyone got those fresh stimmies, so you head over to teesprings.com/store/AMNation-UndeadRedBull and get yourself some AM Nation and Undead Red Bull merch. You can find the description below in the podcast description. It's also going to be back on our pinned tweet now that the March Madness is all set up. I can get rid of the bracket one, so that's cool. It's also down below in the description of twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull, where we stream Tuesdays and Thursday nights, and David streams throughout the rest of the week playing a variety of games. Make sure you follow and sub to him as well. If you have Amazon Prime, you get a free sub a month, so give it to Undead Red Bull. Shows coming up. Tuesday is a regular gaming show, and March 22nd on Monday we will be recording the Justice League Snyder Cut review. 4-fucking-hour-long movie. I'm gonna strap in tonight after this show to watch it, so we'll see how it is. I pray with everything in my body that it's better than the original one. It has to be. There's no doubt in my mind. It has to be, because that was really
The Rotten Tomatoes is much more favorable to the Snyder Cut. Like, good. It's not even close. Like, audience and the Tomometer, like, they're both just, like, way higher.
Good. Thank God. As always, I am the anime watching booze, cruising Olivia Munn's liking John Cena's following, hostess with the mostess himself, Ryan Green Machine Ebner. Yeah, know what it is, what it do, what it does. And joining me this evening from North Carolina, Brendan B.K. Kennerly. B.K., how are you, sir?
Good. Getting the first round of the vaccine tomorrow, so pumped up.
Way to do your part.
Doing it during work, too, so I'll be getting paid to get that vaccine. Might take some extra time before I come back. Might take the long way back to work. I don't know.
I would, yeah.
Yeah. I might just go home and then just hang out for a little bit, then come back.
A little bit of breakfast.
Just to get some breakfast too. Oh my lord! There we go. Getting himself some breakfast. Walking. There it is.
Steak bagel.
Now, BK, what you been playing?
Immortals Phoenix Rising. I beat it until the other night, and I'm almost done to freeing Athena. I'm finishing doing all the heroic tasks for her right now, so then I have one other thing to do after that, then she's completely freed, then it's on to Hephaestus after that, I guess. Yeah, so, and then that's the four main gods, and I don't know, there's something in King's Peak, but I don't really know. So how far along are you in that game?
I am probably about 2 hours behind you. Okay. From where you're at, I would say I'm about 2 hours behind. That's where I would say. Yeah. Yep. It's on the backlog now. It's already there. It's like, whoop. And I start doing other things, man. It's not even video game related. It's just other things. And I'm like, oh, shit. I got to do that. Commitment. Commitment issues all around. Sorry, everybody. Sorry. Also joining me this evening from twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull, Mr. Undead Red Bull himself. David, how are you? And what you playing?
I'm doing pretty great. And mostly it's just been Warzone this week.
Mm-hmm. Nice, very nice. You get a lot of dubs, dude. How you doing?
Not really. I've been hard having to find a squad has been my issue this week. So I'm bouncing around playing with randoms. Not that fun.
If you end up playing later, you didn't get any dubs this afternoon then, right?
No. I mean, I have one on Rebirth, but I don't count that as a win.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was gonna say, I'm like, this man's rocking this nice ass jacket from Twitch.tv, of course. I gotta get some dubs in it, bro. You're gonna have to get some dubs. Hope so. Also joining us this evening, special coin flipper extraordinaire, Guadalupe Moyolan Escobel Jr. How are you, buddy? And what are you playing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Some might say I'm the best and fastest coin flipper around.
Could be.
Right now, I've been playing old school RuneScape, hardcore mode, and it's been slowly taking over my life at this point.
Atta boy.
Send help, please.
Bless help. Bless. Oh, man. RuneScape taking a shot. I like how when I joined the Discord earlier, you asked me, you're like, you should play some old school RuneScape boss, and I was like, no. And just so quickly, you're just like, oh, okay.
They just shut that one down.
Yeah, I thought about it afterwards. I was like, oh, I came off like an asshole, but no, really, I just don't want to play the game right now. I really don't. Whoops. Rounding out the crew for this evening, Big Papa fucking Sunshine himself, Monster Hunter Mike. Mike, how are you? And what you been playing?
Hey there. Hi there. I'm still fucking part leprechaun. I've been playing old school RuneScape with Mr. Supermex right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that okay. I didn't know if you had more.
That's literally it. That's all I've been doing. Like, it took over my life.
Well, all righty. I've been playing Pokemon here and there. Jumping on, doing some surprise trades. Still going, doing some legendary raids, stuff like that. For Sword and Shield DLC. And I've been playing a little bit of Fortnite, getting shit on per the huge, but it is what it is. I'm out there in my Lara Croft skin, which we'll talk about, kicking some fucking ass and still getting L's. It is what it is. I still love Lara Croft, so it's fine. Let's get in to the news. Start off, Xbox had a big week when it comes to announcements for Game Pass and things like that. I think they actually announced also, I didn't put it in here, but an indie dev showcase next week, March 26th. We're coming off of last week where there's a lot of Bethesda news and a lot of Sony Pony's tears are still spreading. That's okay. They'll eventually have to accept reality, but it's okay. When it comes to Game Pass, though, they announced Outriders, the new looter shooter from Square Enix, is coming to Xbox Game Pass on console day one. That's a really big get for Xbox Game Pass, to be able to get a bigger live service kind of game day one. That's actually really, really huge. It's also on xCloud as well, so you can play it on your phone if you'd like as well. EA Play is out now on Game Pass for the PC. This one is for you, Mike. Nier Automata is out now on Game Pass for the PC. So
yes,
there you go, dude. I saw it. I was like going through all the games, and I was like, I have to jot that one down for Mike.
Hell yeah! I'm actually more excited about the EA Play though. I opened that shit up, dude. All the Need for Speeds, all the Plants vs Zombies. All you 12-year-olds, get ready to get your ass beat later.
There it is, Mike's
pretty. I'm gonna play some EA, dude.
Now there, I'm proud of you. I love it. Undertale becomes available March 16th, and the big one for myself, and I know BK, was Octopath Traveler coming to the Xbox Game Pass March 25th for PC and console. That was a Switch exclusive from Square Enix, and I will tell you, when I saw that, I was giddy. I was like, ooh-wee, I'm so excited, because we talked about when I was going over the demo of Project Triangle or Triangle Pride, whatever the fuck that name is, the next one coming out for Square Enix, for the Switch, it looks super cool. It's a working title, but BK talked about how the titles were so weird, like, and you mentioned Octopath Traveler, and I was like, oh yeah, so I'm super, super excited. BK, your thoughts on this big Xbox Game Pass week?
Just great games coming at you. It was weird to almost get this all these announcements of games, because last week with the whole Bethesda acquisition officially going through, and then they were just like, here you go, we're just gonna inundate you with the entire Bethesda back catalog. And then this week they were like, guess what, we're just gonna drown you in the back catalog, there's no reason. And then you're seeing more of the seeds of a great relationship building up with Square, with the Outriders, and I think we were texting about this. What it's smart for Game Pass, and then it's doubly smart for Square Enix, because you're not going to make, when you have a live service game, the idea isn't to make a lot of money up front. You make money on the back end, like people continuing to play and doing all the customizations and loot boxes, skins, all that kind of like add-on stuff. It's like a kind of almost like mobile games and stuff like that, where it's like it's cheap to get in. Then you have all the stuff you buy as you continue to play and play and reward you. It's the same thing. And so it benefits Game Pass because you get the game in there, and then Square Enix, it opens it up to a huge player base, and it's more likely to succeed and continue forward. Unlike that other game, Avengers, which we also text about today, it's not cross-play or anything like that. Outriders is not going to have this issue. It's going to have a huge base.
Yeah, not good on the Avenger part that we'll get into, but they tried to make up for it later or earlier today. David, your thoughts on Xbox Game Pass adding so much content this week, including the EA Pass on PC?
I mean, that's good for them. It's just going to increase revenue. It's going to increase more people to buy the Game Pass. And I know Mike was one of those people that had canceled his, so he probably going to be like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to buy it now.
I literally canceled it for a week.
Yeah, he got it back. I, on the other hand, had it when I got the deal during the Black Fridays when they were like $20 for 3 months, and I fucking stacked up on them bitches. So I got like a whole year and a half of fucking memberships because it's just mathematically is so much cheaper. So
yes,
it works out. Obviously, if you could cancel and keep playing every now and then it's probably not worth it. Probably wouldn't have been worth it because I haven't been playing too much games on it. I don't know. Maybe I could get these fuckers to play Age of Empires 3. But I doubt it.
Bunch of bums. Not me, but a bunch of bums. Mostly Junior. But he's not playing Age of Empires. Come on,
damn
man.
Right.
He's a damn bum. Right. He knows.
Damn right.
He knows.
Come on, join us. Maybe we'll break in BK. Come join us. I don't know.
Bro, just get some nutty. Okay. Age of Empires. Tree.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't played Age of Empires in forever. But yeah, I mean, I like it. I'd have to.
It'd be worse than Junior.
I have to re-ingratiate myself.
Yeah, I mean,
while we're doing this podcast, I'll just download it now.
Look at this man. He's just
look at that. I don't get that type of commitment at all. Junior's like, oh, fuck this.
Age of Empires 3, right? That's the one we're going to do?
Age of Empires Trace.
We haven't really played 3. We've played 2, but we haven't played 3. The goal was 3 because 3 came remastered back in October-ish,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
October, November, somewhere around there.
Yeah, somewhere around there. And then we never really played it, so which kind of sucked.
All right. We'll see. Now, the man that's been getting talked about a lot, Junior, your thoughts on Game Pass continuing to add a ton of content?
I mean, pretty much BK and David, you know, nailed it. It's great for them. It's great for the consumers. One thing I wanted to touch upon what BK said is that a lot of times when you come up with looter shooters and everything, it's all about the replayability. You know, that's how those companies that make come out with those games, you know, make their money. Like BK said, you don't make money off the front. You know, you put in all your money into making a good product, and then once you put it out there, you know you're going to take a heavy hit at first, but over the years, if people are still playing it and still loving the game, all the money that goes into the skins, that goes into the loot boxes, that goes into the any customizations, or even like with FIFA did, you know, with the pay to play or pay to win, you know, the characters with the better stats and everything, that's how you're going to make your money. So overall, it's a good thing that they have more content out for them.
100%. Mike, I know you touched upon that you're excited for the EA Play part. Is there anything else on the Game Pass you wanted to touch upon before we move along?
Yeah. Nier, like you said, I almost beat it on Xbox, but I'm going to just restart it all over again on PC because it's such a great game. If you haven't played it, check it out. Some of the Doom stuff, that was pretty fucking cool. Skyrim, I downloaded Skyrim and Morrowind. I'm going to play Oblivion. It's just so much. They added so much. It was already the best deal in gaming. Now they just doubled it. There's nothing even close to it.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with them doing the FPS boost as well. That's also dope too.
Dude, of course.
If they get
Final Fantasy 14 on it, then that's it. Game changer. Game over.
I have a bold prediction for Final Fantasy that I'll save for later. Yeah, Game
Did
Pass.
I guess it?
No game. No. You guessed double the number that I was going for.
Seven.
Yeah, I was looking at something about 7. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So probably two. Like 7.
7. He's like, yeah, there you go, Mike. There you go. Math. Quick maths.
You know how to divide.
That's why we pay you the big bucks, sir. Halo Infinite, right? We know it's coming at some point this year, hopefully. And the devs are, you know, been breaking down the game little by little. They're being really transparent about it, which is dope too. And they announced sadly there will be no dual wielding in Halo Infinite, and I'll tell you what, that's utter bullshit. I'm tired of Halo holding back, man. Give me back dual BRs, dual fucking needlers. Let's do it. Damn it. Pissing me off.
Take BK is okay with the no dual wielding. He's fine with it.
he's fine with less. Less is more.
Less is more.
But it's not.
He said, but it's not. It's not. Yeah, I know. I know. It's okay.
I mean, I was thinking they were going to put in dual wielding because, well, they showed that the game preview, at least the trailer, and they had the grapple hook and everything. I was thinking, like, come on, dual wielding's got to be a thing if they're going to be implementing something like that.
Yep, they're going to figure out a way around it, I guess.
You can do a grappling hook, though. How is that, like, possibly just... how is it?
Well, you're like, you're going, and you go, boop, boop, boop. What
Halo knows. You know, it's... Halo has never really had that type of mechanism in the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you would think that they were getting a little wild, you know, with some of the stuff they were going to do. And now, all of a sudden, it's like, yep, no dual wielding. One of the basic things, like, nope, not going to have it. Like, cool, okay.
I'm trying to remember the last Halo that had it. I know Halo 2. That's right.
I would say that was the first one. Halo 2 was the first, yeah.
I don't.
That's the last one I remember.
I don't remember if 3 even had dual wielding. I thought they got rid of it. Maybe they brought it back and limited it. I don't know. Huh.
I think Halo Reach had it.
That might have been it. That might have been it. Either way, Halo Infinite, no dual wielding. Damn. Sad day. Speaking of terrifying and sad, Zipper Bunny returns to Animal Crossing to haunt our souls once again for Bunny Day. That takes place April 4th, which would be Easter for those that celebrate it. That takes place April 4th as well. Or maybe you're celebrating pre-Ryan's birthday the day before. Ryan's birthday Eve, maybe. Maybe that's what you're doing. You can do that too in Animal Crossing. Nook's Cranny will allow you to grab one new Bunny Day item each day from March 28th to April 4th. That's actually really cool because we didn't have that last year. And it's also happy 1 year of Animal Crossing. Happy 1 year of being stuck in a pandemic, everybody. There we go. It will go hand in hand. Hand in hand for eternity. Greatness, I tell you. David, are you excited? Or will you jump back in? I shouldn't say excited because, like, you know, that's a strong word. Will you jump back into Animal Crossing for some Bunny Day stuff to let Zipper the Bunny haunt you some more?
No.
It's terrifying to look at. It's terrifying.
I didn't care for the event last year. Why would I care for it this year?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe you did like the Easter event. I don't know.
Nah. I remember fucking, what was it? Every time you would fish, fucking egg. Fish,
oh, fucking egg, you're so fish, right.
Fucking egg, fish, fucking egg. Mm. And then you would dig, fucking egg. You're like, fuck you.
So many fuck. And then you wouldn't even get the color egg that you need. So then it's even more frustrating.
The worst one was when you were doing the fishing and you got a fucking, you know, you see the shadow and it's a fucking egg. It was like, oh my God.
Like, that doesn't even
That's
make sense.
That's when I was trying to, like, complete my, like fish stuff, and then I kind of like stopped doing that. I got tired of it, but
tired of it.
Eventually, I'll get back into that grind.
Oh yeah,
I got tired in general trying to complete my museum. But
oh yeah, yeah. Well, now at least when you come back, there's a lot of different stuff. Yeah, so you can, yeah, and you can get in the water now and swim and stuff. Like that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember doing that. I only last time I played heavy was around my birthday month, just because I wanted to see the stars for my zodiac sign.
100%.
I needed the stars for it so I could make it. That was about it. Other than that, I didn't care.
Which also means, though, this is almost the 1 year of my surprise birthday party in Animal Crossing. Thanks to David and Joey and Carrie, and then Nick ended up being there. Same time. Slap nugget. So there you go. Pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. Mike, are you excited to participate in Bunny Day on Animal Crossing?
I don't know, to be honest. I didn't do last one, and for this one, I'm not going to make any promises. Like I said, just OSRS is just completely taken over. I didn't do the Super Mario event or the festival, or what was the one before that?
The one right before Valentine's Day. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I said I was going to do all those, and I didn't, so I'm not going to make any promises.
Man, Mike, you know, the Switch is handheld.
Yeah, so is my dick. I can't hold both.
I mean, he's got a point.
Oh my God. All right.
I'm not going to make any promises. If I log on, I log on and then I'll get it. Not OSRS.
I expect a birthday gift on Animal Crossing. So.
Okay, I'll log on for that. I will.
Appreciate it.
Need a one up. Last year, I gave him his zodiac sign.
He did.
Which is all my star fragments.
Yep, it's a rocking chair. It's the RAM.
These are very costly.
Yeah, I don't even have any. So,
I'll send you some oranges. Oranges are like my tree.
Oranges.
This man said he's gonna send me some oranges. Right,
they're my they're native. They're native to my island, so you can have those.
I would have
biggest thing that Pump could give.
If he would have picked pears, I would have been really upset. I would have been real mad. No one wants any fucking pears, man, in Animal Crossing. In Animal Crossing. God damn it. But make sure you do log in, because if you download the update and you log in, every player gets a free one-year anniversary cake. So, pretty sweet as well. So make sure you check that out if you do have Animal Crossing. And Nintendo, if you want to send an Animal Crossing code for BK to play, it's amnationpod@gmail.com. There we go. Then BK jumps in. I got you, buddy. I knew it was coming. I got you.
For a full 24 hours straight, I'll only take breaks to eat and go to the bathroom. I'll just sit there and just down Nos's, Red Bull, Monsters.
And Hill.
So if Nos or Red Bull, or, you know, they want to reach out to us too, we do a cross-promotion thing at Animal Crossing. Yeah, and just cross-promotion, just playing, you know, Animal Crossing nonstop, staying up.
There it is.
It's handheld. You can take it to the bathroom with you.
Well, I'm taking dumps. I mean, I can't just sit there. I'm not going to do it like one handed. You got to control the sea monster. So it doesn't start slapping on that.
Holy shit.
It's like a fire hose. You can't sit there and instead of swing all over the place, you got to aim.
All right.
Man, you just have a lot of cleanup afterwards.
Oh, my.
I'm not going to do that to my wife.
Yeah, that's not going to do that to her. That's very rude.
Junior's done it to Mike.
Oh,
100% he has.
Oh no!
I was drunk off my ass that night.
Holy shit, Junior!
Hey, I'd rather not remember this.
All right,
it was hilarious because I just remember Mike walking in the bathroom. He was like, "Junior, I ain't clean this shit up. Fuck it."
Like what? He's like, oh shit, my bad.
Imagine being so drunk and just not controlling your piss. Just imagine. Christ. Moving along. Square Enix presents. That was their event today. And they, now, my favorite part about this is that they were very much like, these are the games we're showing. And then again, as the gaming community tends to do, we will, you know, pretend like something else is going to happen and it doesn't, but that's okay. They went through and they showed Life is Strange, True Colors. That's coming September 10th. They looked more into Outriders and they showed a deeper look at the skill tree. Also announced as demo progress will carry over whether you buy the game or play it on Game Pass. It will carry over. So that's really cool. If you checked out the Outriders demo, you know it stays with you. 25 years of Lara Croft. 25 years of Tomb Raider is being celebrated this year by Square Enix, including the Tomb Raider Definitive Survivor Trilogy is on sale for $20 right now. I do believe they said that it's going to go up eventually. So, if you want it, go grab it for $20. Those are some really great games. So that I think it's on Steam right now for $20. So that's probably where I'll head over there and I'll snag that too. Thanks, Joe Biden. Thanks for the stimmy, bro. We've also got finally a roadmap. Oh, with that Lara Croft stuff too, they also teased the mansion is going to be in Fortnite. They also are having a Tomb Raider cookbook. Don't know why, but hey, fuck it. There it is. It's pretty cool. And in one showing, Square Enix gave Lara Croft and Tomb Raider more love for their 25-year anniversary than Nintendo did with Zelda for their 35th. So, it's great. Great job, everybody. That's a shot at Nintendo, sorry. Because that's kind of stupid. It's 35 years of Legend of Zelda, and they barely mentioned it. They waited until the end of the day on that anniversary to even say it. But Mario hits 35, and he's got a crossover in every fucking game. It's got to be a big old fucking deal.
Should they even celebrate a 30? Oh, sorry, Junior.
You say no, he's the poster
boy. Mario's the poster boy.
Well, fuck that plumber.
Yeah, I would have liked they like collector's edition Zelda.
Yeah,
I think plumbers were essential workers, weren't they? They got to be.
I think probably are. Yeah, probably are.
But in the first place, why are you celebrating a 35th anniversary? Like, is it just because it's so far away from 50? Or is this just something they're going to do every 5 years as just like a complete and utter cash grab?
It's a cash grab every five.
you know,
just asking.
Well, yeah, it's hard, right? Because Pokemon and Nintendo, we got to remember, they're actually still two separate entities. Pokemon controls its own shit. But that's 25 years, and it feels like I just did a fucking 20 year, and it feels very, I know it was 5 years ago, but it feels like it was like the other day, which is fine. I love Pokemon. But to Mike's point about wanting more from Zelda, yeah, it would have been great, because all they gave you was, hey, here's Skyward Sword HD. Like, oh, great, you picked the shitty one. Appreciate it. Thanks, everybody. I couldn't even get, like, Majora's Mask or Ocarina, anything. Ocarina. Yeah, that would've been cool. But nope. But, you know, at least Square Enix giving Tomb Raider the love. They finally gave us a roadmap, not Road Rash, oof. Feels like it, though, for Marvel's Avengers. I will tell you, they showed you more of the Hawkeye stuff coming out. They did officially show off Wakanda and Black Panther, which is going to be great. You're getting that later this year. I don't know where crossplay's at. I don't know if it's even going to happen. I don't know. BK and I were talking about this earlier because I'm so torn. Like, I want it. I really want to play it on the PS5, and I want to just see, do I hate this game this much, or is this game all right? And I'm like, I was really hoping today when they showed off, and some people were actually feeling a lot better about it after today, because all they literally wanted was fans of the game, not people like us that aren't in the game, but people that are actually playing the game. They just wanted some type of map to show us this is where we're going to go. Very similar to, you know, to whether you're fans of The Division, Destiny, other games as a service, you are looking for something to say, this is where we're going, so you can continue to invest your time and sometimes money into us. This is what we're going to give you. And they finally did that. The biggest thing you could do is be transparent when you're a developer. It's like something that fans in the gaming community are huge fans of. So the fact that they are more transparent about it and they're showing stuff off is great, but like, I still don't think I'm going to buy the game. But kind of want us.
Yeah, we were texting. I was like, oh man, if it's crossplay, because like I saw that there was a used copy at the GameStop nearby, so I grabbed it for like $20. They didn't have one on PlayStation, they only had one on the Xbox. I was like, all right, yeah. Like, and then Ryan's like, I'm not sure if it's crossplay. I'm like, well, I'm not gonna pick it up. Like, I was only just gonna play it because you were gonna play. I was like, all right, it'll probably just be fine, just to, you know, dick around, just whatever, just team up. But nah, I mean, like, isn't Destiny crossplay, if I'm mistaken?
Oh, it's about to be.
Not yet.
About to be?
But it's still working out.
Okay.
The whole deal is that on PC, it's with Steam. And then on consoles, it's the own thing with Bungie.
Okay. So, is like the PlayStation 5 and Xbox ecosystems, do they play nice? Or is it really just the Steam one that's causing the issues?
I don't even think the PlayStation and Xbox are able to be crossplay yet, because they're trying to integrate it all as one right now.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And, like I said, with, you know, Steam being its own thing and having the, well, I wouldn't say the rights, but I guess renting it out would be the best way to say it. They're trying to figure out how to incorporate that with the consoles.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's a big thing they're working on. That should be out later this year, because they already gave you cross save. Which is dope, right? So you're
huge. Yeah, that's,
you know, that's cool.
That's a big deal.
The only thing that's with the cross save is you gotta wait 20. If you do it, and then you try to go back, or whatever, you gotta wait 24 hours each time.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, okay. The Avengers part does suck. I was really hoping, and we're gonna get more crossplay, and it just doesn't seem like that's in their cards right now. It feels like they have way more other things they're trying to figure out, like how to make the game good. So, you know.
How do you bring in new people? I mean, it's good that people that have like picked it up and have invested time in it, that they're enjoying it and they want to do these things. But at the same time, like, you have to bring in new people.
Yeah.
Like, that game's just, like, I think you kind of saw that with like Anthem too. Like, it started off the go top. Like, Anthem was actually one of the top selling games when it first came out. People were excited. But then just a big drop off, just because like you need people to keep playing and investing. And when you don't have that,
It's no bueno at all. And then the surprise of the evening for the show was Project Athia, which, if you remember that was during the PS5 presentation when we finally got to look at the PlayStation 5, right? They showed off this, it was a playable demo, that was being used, and I was like, I don't know what this is, but this is pretty cool. And then they're like, man, we don't know if we're going to make it into a game. Maybe, I don't know. Well, then Square Enix was like, yeah. Because the whole point of that demo was to show off the new Unreal Engine. That was what the big thing of it was, and to show off the PS5 and how its audio and everything else works. So it actually has an official name. It's called Forspoken, and it's a 2022 release on PS5 and PC. I don't know if that means it's coming to Xbox later, or if it's just PS5.
It's a 2-year exclusivity window. So Sony's upped the exclusivity. That could be the plan going forward. Instead of doing year exclusivity, maybe paying, 2x if we get it for 2 years.
So if you want to play this game, you want to check out Forspoken, you'll either have to play it on your PC, which is cool, or on your PS5, which is also cool.
That's great. It looks really cool, and the traversal just looks like a lot of fun. That game looks cool.
I'm pretty excited about it. Like I said, Square Enix, This is where I was leading into earlier, Mike, when I mentioned Final Fantasy. I really thought, because we're approaching the 1-year mark of the exclusivity of Final Fantasy VII Remake on PlayStation. So I was kind of in the camp of that we're going to get an announcement sometime. I thought it might have been today. I was wrong. But sometime soon, the Final Fantasy VII Remake is coming to Xbox, and I wouldn't have been shocked if it's announced to be on Game Pass as well. Final Fantasy VII Remake.
I hope so.
God, that'd be fucking sweet. The game kicks ass. Kicks ass. I can't wait to jump back in when the PS5 update happens for free, because, that's a good game. That's a very, very good game.
Isn't that here in a week or so? That's coming up, right?
June! We gotta wait till June.
That's the update?
Yeah!
So they come out with the PS5 update and integrate at the same time? That's aggravating.
Mm-hmm.
That's really aggravating.
Mm-hmm. So June, in June, you get the next gen update for free, and also the purchase. You could purchase the new chapter as well. It's an extra couple of missions, I believe. Gonna be pretty sweet. I'm really excited. But it gives us time, I guess, to continue to not dig into my backlog. That's fine. I mentioned that I've been playing Fortnite. And that's because Chapter 2, Season 6, Primal kicked off, and it had a really cool cinematic and then an event where you played and you went into the event, and you're with Jonesy, and it was all really cool. And I was wondering, because I was like, man, this actually, the coolest part, even if you don't like Fortnite, the cinematic, and it shows Sarah, it showed the Terminators, it showed Alien, it showed the Predator, it had Master Chief fighting people, it had Kratos swinging his axe at people, and I was like, this is the just craziest fucking cross-game thing I've ever seen in my life, that they're doing this with these characters, and that was really, really cool. And then it all leads into the Season 6, and that's where they show off Lara Croft. I believe they're gonna have 3 Lara Croft skins. One is a take on the Lara Croft from the last 3 games. 2 is a special 25 anniversary Lara Croft. And the third one I heard, I've only seen 2 so far, but the third one that I've heard is going to be OG pointy boob, pointy titty Lara Croft. What's nice. Up with it? Yeah, there it is. OG Lara Croft, baby. That'd be fucking cool. Raven's in there and a few other skins as well. I'm enjoying it. It's super cool. Like I said, I'm getting my ass beat, but I just thought the cinematic was really dope. And the reason, and it finally made sense to me why I thought that was shot so well, is because the Russo brothers, you might know them, Avengers Endgame, Infinity War, Civil War, they directed that cinematography for that. So there you go. Continuing just to be the shit, let me tell you. When it comes to big events like that, they're very good at that. So that was dope. If anybody wants to play Fortnite, I guess hit me up. I guess I'll play.
I'll play Fortnite with you.
You want to play Fortnite with me, bro?
I'll play with you for right now.
No.
Oops, snap.
All right. I'll play a couple matches before I watch Justice League. I'm down.
Stay tuned after the podcast. There's some special Fortnite action.
I'm going to get my ass beat. Oh, you want to play Fortnite too, bro?
Yeah, snap. I have to re-download it, yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
Download it now.
Bringing everybody to Fortnite.
I'm not downloading it.
I don't even know if I have the Epic Store downloaded.
If I tried to install it right now, we would probably then have streaming issues again. So it's cool. That's why it's already installed. Cool shit. Last week we talked about Persona, right? Atlas is out there and they're serving fans. Do you want our games on Xbox? And as BK said last week, yeah, what the fuck, please? Please bring them over. And Xbox has been working really hard, hand in hand with Sega lately. We've seen that with Phantasy Star Online stuff. And it's gaining a lot of steam. A lot of Xbox insiders are talking about it, that it seems like it's like right around the corner. A big reveal is going to happen. I'm going to tell you right now, if Xbox players get Persona, I don't even care if it's on the Battle Pass or not, or on the, not Battle Pass, move Fortnite, Game Pass or not, you got to fucking get Persona, right? It is the shit. It's a game, I've said it so many times, I remember Dan coming over and watching it when I started playing Persona 5, and he's just like, just watching me, and like, it's just dialogue, and like, you know, and then playing and stuff, and he was like, dude, is this game on Xbox? And I was like, no, it's only on PlayStation 4, and he was like, fuck, like, I want to play this really bad. And like, the first person I thought of was Mike. I was like, Mike would love this game, very much so, would very much love Persona. I think Junior would also enjoy Persona because of the anime aspects of it. So if it comes to Xbox, everybody, woo-wee, Sony tears are gonna keep on falling, because then it's like the exclusivities keep on falling away. That'd be pretty cool. Dying Light 2 is still coming this year, the devs said, and that's good for BK's team because he drafted them, so pretty sweet. Hope so, because I didn't think it was, but now we know.
See the video, they were reading like the tweets that people were like, Adam, like the curses and all, like they bleeped out the curses, but it was funny. It's pretty good.
It's pretty sweet. Jade Raymond, she announced that her the formation of an independent studio called Haven, and it has its first project already booked. It's a new original IP for PlayStation platforms. She said, we want to create worlds where players can escape, have fun, express themselves, and find community. We want to pour our passion into a project. We want to make something wondrous for people to experience, because we believe in the power of gaming to bring joy to people's lives. She also said the studio is named after her outlook that games are a haven for players. Pretty awesome. Really excited. I always love new studios popping up, regardless. Whether it's for PlayStation exclusive, Xbox exclusive, Nintendo exclusive, I don't care. I'm just really excited for new IPs. And it's also because all we've seen lately, it feels like, is redone IPs. So to see something new and what this could be in a brand new studio, this is going to be fun. I'm excited for what Haven does.
And for people, if they don't know Jade Raymond, she is one of the main architects behind the Assassin's Creed series. She's the original, like the first few. So, she's got good pedigree. She was at Google Stadia, one of their.
I was just gonna say, I thought she was hired on to Google to like run that shit.
Yeah, she was running a development team at Google Stadia, and then they, you know, when Google just let all of the first party developers go, but still have the program running. But it's on sale. Like, I think it was on sale the other day, and it still might be on sale at retailers. But just like as a warning to people, I guarantee you retailers are just trying to dump their stock, what they have sitting there of the little controller and dongle, that shit. They're probably not going to order anymore. Don't get your hopes high that this service will continue for a long time.
Like, right here. Are you part of like history team?
Sorry, say again?
No, I said, wasn't she part of the history team for the Assassin's Creed series? Or at least had something to do with it?
I think she was involved in like the history and like gameplay and stuff like that. Yeah. I think she was one of the like the big dogs, if not the biggest dog.
The big dog. I'll tell you what, when you mentioned Stadia, don't get a Chromecast, everybody. Those fucking suck. They're not fun. the fucking remote is your phone, man. And I'm just not into that. Maybe I'm a boomer in that way, but I'm not into it. You know? The Fire Stick has its own remote. That's fucking cool. My fucking TV has its own fucking remote. God damn it.
Isn't it nice to have your phone as the backup, though? Isn't it nice?
I mean,
to have
I guess, option? But it was also like really stupid to use and like pissing me off. And I was like, I don't like this.
Oh, okay. So the UI of the remote sucks.
I'm going to explain this to you. So if you go on a Fire Stick, even if this was your remote, your phone, which would be fine, you have like, it has a. It has a home screen. It has a UI. Chromecast does not. Chromecast, everything, every app you have on your phone just connects to your Chromecast. You play it on your phone. It zips to your Chromecast. Stupid. It's fucking dumb. whatever. Sorry. Google sucks. I mean, I still won't use, like, any other browser, but that shit sucks. Damn it. After 10 years with EA Sports, Tiger Woods is coming to 2K PGA Golf after signing a multi-year deal. I played that last year. I enjoyed the hell out of it. And now I get Tiger Woods. I get Tiger Woods animations doing the fucking fist pumping shit. You know, I'm wearing my Sunday Reds on to end PGA Tour 2K. So let's fucking go, baby. I'm excited. Tiger's back. YouTube looks to challenge TikTok by launching Shorts. It's in beta right now in the U.S. So, for people that enjoy TikTok, such as myself, maybe you're on TikTok checking out Duke, maybe, could be, or She Shanties, or whatever you do, keep an eye out for YouTube Shorts, because the cool thing with YouTube Shorts, they're giving you all the rights to music, and you won't get copyrighted like you could on TikTok and get your shit taken down, because YouTube made a bunch of deals with over a bunch of tons and tons of studios and record labels. So, there you go.
Because they have Google behind them just to throw the money at.
Yeah, of course. And they have YouTube Music and everything else. Of course. You know, maybe Twitch would do something very similar with Amazon. I mean, they tried. It just didn't work for me and David, you know? Tried. Look at what he's fucking at. He knows. It's not good. What else did we got here? Oh, PlayStation has bought the EVO Fighting Tournament Series. That is a fighting tournament, esport tournament that does a lot with, I think it's Street Fighters, Tekken, a few other ones. Mm-hmm. And
Smash.
Yes, yeah, Smash.
Samurai Showdown.
Dragon Ball Z, Fighter Z. Mm-hmm. I think that's in there as well. This is really, I did not see this coming at all, but this is obviously a way for PlayStation to get themselves into the esport arena. And I guess that's pretty cool. I guess it's pretty cool on PlayStation. Do it. You know, some people are out here spending $7 billion or so on Bethesda. Some people are doing this. It is what it is. Tomato, tomato. Live your life.
Yeah, well, it could be something with the Street Fighter, because Sony has locked Street Fighter as an exclusive to, like, their console. So I wonder if they're getting involved with EVO more to do something with Street Fighter. I don't know. But it would make sense.
I do love the Street Fighter series. That's pretty dope. Pretty dope. Which then leads me to Xbox really should reboot Killer Instinct. Like, let's do it.
Like, yes. Yeah, but what team was that? Iron Galaxy, maybe? That, like, worked on the last one? I don't know. I could be way out in left field there. They lost that studio to someone else. Like, someone bought them, so they'd have to bring a new team on. But it could happen.
You could also then rewatch Mike stream in Killer Instinct, not being able to get that dub for the life of him. You remember that, Junior?
Dude, it's terrible.
He's getting so fucking pissed. Oh, that was the best.
I tried to hop on and try to beat him. I just couldn't do it either. I was like, yeah, I fucking give up.
Nope. Mike was getting his cheeks
split. How far did he get?
I think I got the elite. Like, mm-hmm.
Nice. Did you play as the Chief? Was he in there? I thought it was the Arbiter.
No.
He's OG Killer Instinct. Yeah, they're playing Classic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fucking box graphics.
Yep.
Yeah.
Getting that ass beat. This is fucking great. I've never seen Mike, or I've heard Mike rage fully at a game before, but that man was fucking pissed. Just.
I get mad, dude.
I guess so. I didn't know, but I seen it. It was not good. Assassin's Creed Valhalla travels to Ireland for the Wrath of the Druids DLC arriving April 29th. For people that have enjoyed the Assassin's Creed Valhalla series and you want to jump in with some DLC, there you go. You're going to Ireland. You're fighting some druids.
Nice.
Pretty dope. And then we got the world. So people, the reason I threw this in here is because many, many moons ago on, I want to say it was Big J and BB show, we talked about streaming and the future of streaming and what's it going to be. And I think at one point, Joey or myself or maybe both of us, like, we were getting into it, like, I don't know, like, how high is it going to go? Like, are people just going to say fuck it because they're going to realize they're paying for so many streaming services? Wrong. That's not what happened at all. It's now exceeded 1 billion worldwide streaming subscriptions for the first time. That's fucking insane. It reveals that there are 1.1 billion subscribers around the world. the total number follows some impressive recent numbers from just individual services, right? Netflix announced that it now had over 200 million subscribers worldwide. Disney Plus stated it hit 100 million subscriber mark. AT&T has confirmed that they have a combined number of HBO Max and HBO subscribers has passed 61 million. And Peacock racked up 33 million as well. And it launched in May. It is insane. And obviously, you talk about COVID-19 and the theater numbers plummeted. So streaming services were really able to grab a hold and shoot off, right? And I understand that now as the theaters begin to reopen, what will this look like? It's still, you're going to see people still continue to use streaming services up the wazoo. I have plethora of them, so it's cool. I like to consider myself the streaming mule. That is what I call myself. Everybody just hops on. Just come on in. Come on. Here I go. Well, I'll take you where we need to go. What you need? What you need a password and email for, boy? What
you need? Disney Plus?
I do have Disney Plus.
Okay. Can I get some
Disney Plus? The Max one later, to be real honest with you.
Right, like, I'm that crack at it right now. Just cut my chins. Like, can I get some of that Disney Plus?
That's cool.
I'll throw you a fiver.
Oh, even better.
Pornhub premium?
No, I got rid of that when it wasn't free anymore, Mike. You know what? I got rid of it when I asked you to add me on there and you didn't. That's when I...
Oh, we could have been friends.
Yeah, we could have been friends, bro.
Let me make an account. I'll add you.
That's even better. Green Machine Clapping Cheek 69, baby. Woo! Mike Sucks at Fantasy. I didn't even look at those.
Mine will be like Mike McCumshot or something.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, we're in May. We're almost through. We're about halfway through May. Almost done with May.
What is Hill kissing for again, Mike? Chad loves what?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, moving
sure
on.
Does. Sure does.
Chad loves cock.
He sure does. Oh, we're going to go through here and look at everybody's score right now for the fantasy gaming. So right now, BK's sitting at 27 points. He's had Super Mario World 3D plus Bowser's Fury come out and Bravely Default 2. David is at 18 points. He's had the Nioh Collection come out. Myself and Dan, we haven't had any games come out, so we're at zero. Junior had Little Nightmares 2 come out for 13 points. And Mike, boy, okay, so Overwatch 2, not going to release. That's a fat zero. Gran Turismo 3, or 7, not going to release. That's a fat zero. And Harvest Moon One World got 51 points. That is a negative 15 for you, Mike. So you are sitting at negative 15 points.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I didn't even know negative thing.
Sure is. Sure is. Yikes-a-roni.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Man, that is tough. Boy.
Itchy-shio.
Itchy-shio. That's right. To end the show, I started doing this last week because there's certain things that I think that there's certain topics that we will dive a little bit more deeper into. So this will be the topic to end the show. And it's Blizzard, Activision Blizzard, to be really exact. So they let go of people, I want to say a year ago, once the pandemic started and like they had to make a bunch of cuts and stuff. Well, then it comes to find out Activision Blizzard had one of their most profitable years in the history of the companies, right? Their stock is the highest it's ever been. You know, shame on me for not jumping on it earlier. Oops. But it is what it is. But then Blizzard also announced then recently they're laying off more employees while their CEO receives a bonus. And this is, like I said, right after Activision Blizzard recorded one of their more profitable years. They laid off nearly 190 employees, including 50 from their esports division. The severance package include a full year of benefits, and you guessed it, a $200 gift card for Blizzard.net, baby. So there you go. Layoffs affected less than 2% of the company. When you look at it, 2% would have been 100, would have been 250 employees, I believe. So they're at a little less than that. And the CEO, Bobby Kotick, accepted a $200 million bonus for the company's strong stock. And if you want to just throw comparisons out there, just because. The CEO of Nintendo earns around $2.5 million a year, and that's actually including their bonus as well. So, Mike, I want to start with you here because I mentioned it earlier that you got rid of you're canceling your WoW subscription here. As somebody that has put I don't even know what your total time is on WoW in such a short amount of time, but anyway, I know it's a lot. Your thoughts here on how Blizzard handled this situation?
Bro, we've said it before. It's like Blizzard can't go a fucking year without making controversy happen. around them. It's just fucking, it's retarded, man. They it's bad. It's bad. And like, here's a $200 gift card to fucking Blizzard.net. It's not even real money. At least give them a fucking Amazon card, something they could use.
Mm-hmm. Trees and stuff.
Yeah, it's terrible. So, for the foreseeable future, I'm done until a new mountain comes out.
Until a new mountain, is that what you just said?
He's honest. He's honest. Can't fault the man for being honest.
I mean, like, you would think that that's satire, but the thing is, like, I bet you, like, at least 80% of the Blizzard community is thinking the same thing. Like, until new content comes out or until something that piques their interest comes out, they're going to boycott it for now.
I mean, you know? Their subscription base, their player base, already dropped 41%. Who knows what this is going to do to them? So,
yeah.
I mean, of course, everybody's going to come back when BCC comes out.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, once something new that comes up that, you know, piques somebody's interest, they're all going to be coming back. Like, God damn it, Blizzard, you know, you're bringing us back.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit, but we're here. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're abusive, but we still love you.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much, man.
Wowzer.
And, like, I touch upon, you know, like, the number of employees, you know, like, that's 2%. That's still quite a lot of people when it's a company that big, if you think about it. Mm. But for me, like, the 50 that, you know, got fired from the esports division, I was talking about it earlier, and we, you know, talked about it a little bit. I could kind of see why they got rid of, you know, I don't want to say those particular 50 people, but especially from the esports division. Mm-hmm. Like, in my eyes, like, in my opinion, I don't know how true it is, like, I haven't really seen their esports division really take off since, like, the first 2 years of the Overwatch League. I mean, I know they got the Call of Duty League going, but I really haven't seen that much hype from it compared to those first 2 years. Like, when Overwatch League came out, there was so much hype behind it. There were so many people trying to, you know, jump on that train. Colleges at the time, you know, were trying to implement, you know, their own, you know, like, study sessions for esports, you know. And then all of a sudden, like, a year after that, it just kind of just died off.
But yeah. I mean, come on, man. After record-breaking, you know, all-time high profit margin, this should happen. They're just in the business of making their investors happy. That's why they're bringing the WoW token into Classic when they know the Classic community doesn't want it there. They're going to do it. Yeah, they are doing that, and
fucking stupid.
See, there we go. I just made him mad.
No, because the whole idea behind Classic is to play the game when it was first released.
You're getting a token.
That is fucking stupid, and I'm going to buy one as soon as I can.
I know.
Jesus. I'm not gonna like it, but god damn it.
So Junior, do you have any more than on the situation, or was that really about the esports and everything?
I mean, pretty much with the esports, I pretty much said my, you know, 2 cents on that. It's still kind of shitty that Blizzard's, you know, doing this, especially with giving fucking Kotek a $200 million bonus. I mean, it'd be nice if he came out saying that he was going to take that bonus and reinvest it into the business, you know, like new IPs or a new studio or something, you know, something to have, you know, for like the fans and everything, be like, okay, you know, like we see where that money's kind of going, but just for him just to take it and be like, yeah, fuck you and fuck you 190 people in particular, that's a shitty ass move. I mean, no true fan is going to accept something like that.
David, your thoughts here on Blizzard's situation, laying off obviously almost 200 employees, and then the CEO pocketing $200 million bonus.
I mean, it is kind of rough, but one thing you did miss, though, that all the employees do get 90 days of severance pay as well.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I know it's sucky, but you also got to think at the same time, what other company will give someone 90 days of pay and health insurance for a year?
Yep.
I know it's a shitty thing that they're getting fired, but at least they offered them health insurance for a whole year and gave them 90 days of pay. The $200 gift card's more of like a slap in the face, though. But you know, it's like
buy some WoW time.
Our games.
like, thank you for working 180 hours this week. We're gonna give you a pizza party.
Oh, yeah.
Here's 200 bucks. Oh, that statue one? It's 201. Sorry.
Ooh.
Jesus
Christ. I mean, it is kind of sad, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, but Junior kind of touched on it. Like, their esports division isn't really doing as much as, like, the rest of the company was. And I'm pretty sure if probably, like, obviously, we probably don't see those numbers, but like if you drill down probably into their financial area, I bet you the esports area is probably losing money or not gaining money at all. And what they probably did was they probably cleaned house and they're going to redo it all. That's probably what it was. Sadly, that's what they're going to take out everybody. So that's probably what it was. Or just cancel it altogether because, you know, something fails. You know? I mean, I know you probably could have moved them into, like, a different area or something.
I was just thinking that, like, if they merged, you know, the groups together, like, with some other, you know, like, studio or with some other, you know, project that was going on. Like, it'd be a lot better than just straight out firing.
I don't know. I don't know how the company runs, so obviously they're pretty shitty. I'm going to touch on a different topic with, like, how the Stop the Asian Hate has been happening.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw Blizzard post their thing on it. And then, like, everyone just ripped into them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you censored out China and Japan
for your bad look.
A year ago. So what the hell are you talking about?
Telling you, they can't go a year without.
So this is basically like, you can't even, like, what are you. They shouldn't even post that. Like, what were you thinking at all? I have no idea what the fuck. Like, come on. Obviously, whoever was in charge of their Twitter account was probably fired last year, and there's a new person who doesn't remember last year's shit, so.
Well, they're probably one of the 190 people getting fired right now.
Yeah.
Ooh. 191 X. Now.
Ooh, yeah, 191 now.
191. Oh, no, I didn't see that, David. That's so,
They posted the Stop Asian Hate stuff like everyone else was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they followed the trend, but, like, that trend for them does not go well with them in further history.
Yes. So. Yes. That's a very good point. Like, I'll wait till the end of the show, but yeah, that's a really bad look for Blizzard. BK, your thoughts here on Activision Blizzard, just kind of doing the capitalistic thing.
It's really shitty. And, you know, and we touched upon it here, and we all said it, you know, the only way that us as consumers in the free market can really affect businesses like this is by voting with your wallet and not giving them more money. Now, I'm not saying that's easy or doable and to not play their games, but, like, that's the really only way that you can really get to kind of get back at these businesses is kind of say, all right, fuck you. Not going to buy your product, not going to support you, and I'll take my free time slandering your product, right. Like right now, on this podcast, right. Talk shit about it. Because I think, you know, yeah, their esports probably sucks big old donkey dick. But, you know, the fact is they still had record highs this year in terms of all the whole video game industry did. Like, it's nuts. And, like, it's Blizzard, like, in, you know, it's Blizzard / Activision. Activision owns all those 2K games, too, and all these freaking Call of Duties. Like, I feel like those people can get shifted to something, even just for, like, a year phase-out role or something. I don't know. It's just, it's not a good look. It's not a good look at all. Where he's like, oh, yeah, you let hundreds of people go, and we're still not out of the pandemic yet. And it wasn't like they were struggling. They had a great year. And it's like, yeah, 200 mil. 200. It's a lot.
Yeah, that's the kicker, right? Because the I understand a lot of businesses at times had to move people and they had to let them go, right? We've seen that all during this past year because of the pandemic. But when you put in there, like you said, the record year for Activision Blizzard, and then you put in the fact that the CEO, because the stock did so well, got a $200 million bonus, it is really shitty. To the point about esports, right? Big fan of the Overwatch League. I love it. It's something that I big proponent of it as soon as it launched, and I still am. The Call of Duty League is another thing, too, that they do that's also pretty cool. And it's just, in general, because the eSport, the live events and things like that had to stop, right? Just like every other live event had to stop. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole year without being able to do anything. Blizzard had a hard time, I guess, whether it's because they couldn't figure it out or they didn't want to make that esport division work over this past year. Overwatch in particular, you know, they had this weird idea doing homestands, and I mean, that's fine. The difference is, like, so Call of Duty League does that too, but the Call of Duty League's teams are all, like, in the United States. Whereas the Overwatch League teams, you have some here, you have some in Korea, you have a couple in China, you have some in Europe. You can't, when there's a global pandemic, you can't do that. You can't do home stands, you can't do things like that. There's no traveling like that. So, yeah, also in Canada. So it's like, that was really shitty that it came to that. I now, to David's point, if this could be them cleaning house and being like, okay, we have to start from scratch and figure out what we're going to do. And haven't gotten there yet. So we'll see what they're going to do moving forward. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's just a really overall shitty situation. And for Blizzard, boy, I'm glad I didn't see that post on my own, David, because I would have lost my shit. I remember jumping on the podcast and talking about Blizzard during that Hong Kong situation when the player during one of the events, and he said free Hong Kong, or he wore something that said free Hong Kong, and they like banned him. And I remember how everybody was just like up in arms, like, what the fuck, Blizzard? Like, excuse me,
what?
Like, you're an American company. I don't know if you know this, but you are an American company, and how you acted. So for them, yes, everything going on with the Asian community is awful, and like, everybody should be a supporter of that. You shouldn't hate somebody based on their religion, their race, their creed, their sexual orientation, whatever. You should not. That's just awful. And everybody should stand up for the right thing. However, Blizzard in this instance, with everything that they did before and how they basically, you know, tore this person up because they voiced their, you know, free Hong Kong because they were worried about the China. Maybe you sit this one out. Maybe you just don't say anything, because it looked worse now that you did say something. Because to David's point, they said they got fucking torn up, as they should. As they should. Yep. It'd be kind of like LeBron saying something at this point. I would have been like, you know, maybe it's time for you to shh.
Who really gives a fuck what LeBron has to say, though?
Well, but people did. Or what he didn't say. People did. Because when everything was happening with China, it became a whole thing. Now he's a puppet of China because the NBA makes so much money in China, right, with the Hong Kong thing. So people were upset about that he didn't say anything. And then if he says something now, and to the point, I'll save that for a different show, but the point of, like, yes, people actually, a very big amount of people care about what obviously major athletes have to say because they have a large voice, right? It'd be kind of like Dwayne Johnson saying something. Not The Rock, remember, separate people. But if Dwayne Johnson says something, everybody's like, ooh. Dwayne Johnson said that.
And to me, I don't want to say it pissed me off, but it does make me a little bit upset, because when the Overwatch League first started, I remember me, you, Joey, when we all went out to, I think it was Heroes or B-Dubs, I can't remember where it was, but we went to there and they were playing the fucking games on TV, like if it was an actual sport type of deal, and we're fucking sitting there just geeking out at all the different types of plays happening. So for it to just kind of like fall flat on its face after that, especially like I said, with the China thing, with, you know, Kotick and with all the other issues that they're, you know, coming out with and shit, it's such a bummer, man. It's like, god, you guys had like such a good thing going, and then you just kind of let it go and let it fail.
Yeah, that's why I'm hoping David is right when he says it's a revamp, and it's a cleaning house, and then they're going to revamp it. That's what I am also hoping that it is. So we will see. Moving forward, either way, yeah, terrible situation, really shitty situation to be in. To David's point, them getting a 90-day, up to 90-day pay, severance pay is good. That's good looking for Blizzard to do that. Obviously, the full year of health benefits is fantastic as well. But, yes, the $200 gift card to Blizzard.net, boy, that probably could have stayed out of that. That probably did.
Here's your work, and here's a pizza.
Imagine getting fired from the job, and then they give you a gift card to said job. Like, yikes, not great.
I would just throw it right back at them, and then when they're not looking, pick it back up.
Yeah, just sell it, bro. Just sell
it. Sorry, we're gonna have to let you go from Wendy's, but here's some spicy nugs.
Yo, here's you get a free Frosty every time you visit. Great, thanks.
I'd be abusing the shit out of that thing.
You can get one of those. They sell that for charity. It's like $1. You get the little key checks, so you get a small
Frosty. Oh, yeah, the coupons.
Yeah, you get a free Frosty every time. Yeah.
Yep. I've had that a couple times. It's legit.
There we go. Get those frosties. Also, fun fact while we're on that real quick. You know that Blizzard does, not Blizzard. Dairy Queen doesn't flip their blizzards no more, bro.
Really?
What? Yeah, the one on the one
they did.
One of the ones by our house, they have a sign that says we don't do that here.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
That's part of the experience.
That's what I'm saying. Carlos and I were talking about it because the one on for people that don't know, the one out on Weber, they don't flip it.
Part of the that's like eating a Kit Kat and not breaking it in half.
Probably because they didn't. They don't know how to make it, and they kept wasting fucking Blizzard.
They kept fucking it up.
Carlos was pissed. He's like, what the fuck? He was not happy. Not happy at all. But yeah, there you go. Fun fact of the day for everybody. I think that about
not does so it. Not so fun fact.
Oh, there you go. Boom. I think that wraps it up for the gaming news. As always, everybody, you can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter. It's at AmNationPod. Make sure you hit that follow button. On YouTube, search Amalgamation Nation and hit that sub button. You can listen to us on podcast platforms such as Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and more. You can follow, like the show, rate the show, leave a review, all that good stuff on those. I know specifically on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts, you can't. Spotify, I think they're working on it, but they haven't gotten there yet. For merch, it's teesprings.com/store/AMNation-UndeadRedBull for all your Amalgamation Nation and Undead Red Bull merching needs. You got a stimmy from Joey B, so go ahead and put it to good use. If you want to be a part of the show, you can leave a voicemail or text the show at 815-556-9089. And, of course, twitch.tv/UndeadRebel is where you watch David stream throughout the week and us stream the shows on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. You can follow and give a sub to Undead Rebel as well. If you have Amazon Prime, you get a free sub a month, so give it to Undead Rebel. And the GG app, it's the best way to keep track of organizing your backlog and games you're playing, leaving reviews. It's all great stuff. And if you download the GG app, you can search AM Nation Pod on there and follow us as well to see what we've been ranking and playing and reviewing all year long. Also, just as a heads up, we've got Justice League Snyder Cut review next week, and then obviously normal gaming and sports show before the MLB show, and I believe this weekend the Weebisode boys are back, so
nice.
We will do some Weebisodes.
Yeah. It's not because we're lazy. We could just say, you know, that was the end of season one.
You are, though.
This is season two starting, so
this is it. We're doing season two, and for people that are, I'll give you a little teaser for people that love March Madness. You might want to tune in. You might want to tune into Weebisodes. Nice. There might be a bracket of some sorts. And we won't need a coin flipper for this one, but Junior still might be flipping a coin anyway. But that's okay. That's okay. That is all right. Junior, take us away with my favorite time of the week. The quote of the week.
Hope is what makes us strong. It is why we are here. It is what we fight with when all else is lost. Pandora, God of War 3.
Everybody, be safe out there. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Love one another. Stop hating people. All right? Stand together with your brothers and sisters and love everybody. And as always, stay breezy.